shot that part of everything there.
Even if people are covering?
Two is locked.
No, two. Around it?
Because it's not going to be wind today.
No, no wind today.
Evam prasana manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat bhagavat bhakti vijnanam sangasya mukta sangasya jayate and vidyanti vidyate ridaya grantis
chidyante
sarva samsaya shiyanti chasya karmani dristya evatmanishvare.
One,
Evam, is it on?
It's on.
Are you recording?
Yeah, recording is on.
Oh, yeah. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavad tattva vijnana mukta sangasya jayate vidyante hridaya granthis chidyante sarva samsaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishtevatmanishvare yato vai kavayo nityas bhaktim paramayam buddha vasudevi bhagavati kurvantyatma prasadinim satarajas tamasaiti prakritya gunasteri yukta parama purusha Ihasyadhatte Sityadeya Harivirincha Hariti Sangya Shreyamsi Tatra Kalu Satvatanor Satvatanor
Damn, how are you doing that?
What is it? Oh, Partiva Daruno Dhumas Partiva Daruno Dhumas Tasmat Tasmad Agni Munitreha Sat Tamasastu Rajas Satvam Tamasastu Rajas Tasmat Satvam Yad Brahma Darshanam Bejire Maniotagre Bhagavantam Adhokshajam.
No need. Only Ataha Kabayo
Nitya
Param Maya Buddha
Vasudevi Bhagavati.
Oh, you're going back.
Bas up till this.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sanga sajayate vidyante ridiya skrantis chityante sascha sarva samsaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishtva evat manishvare.
Very good. You?
Radhakantabu also memorized. Radhakantabu, I told him yesterday he did.
She told me one verse.
Yeah, I told one verse.
I just thought to her.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavad tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate.
Vidyante hridaya granthi.
No, ekta hi bolechilam, ekta.
Tomorrow.
Ekta, ekta hi bolechilam, one every day.
Meaning in the previous verse, then he's telling that the devotee reaches the stage of sattva-gun and the effects of tama and raja, they are destroyed. So in this verse he's telling that person it attains the stage of, actually it says suddha-sattva, is this, attains suddha-sattva?
Sattva you can tell.
Okay, attains sattva-gun, so then the mind in contact with pure bhakti, the mind comes in contact with pure bhakti, and what is it? Therefore it attains Bhagavat Tattva Vijnan. Means he attains a full realization of Krishna, and then at that stage he attains liberation from all affiliation with material effects.
Performing
Then the knot in the heart is pierced. Next shloka. The knot in the heart is destroyed. He gives up all illusions to do with this material world. The chain of fruitive activity of karma is terminated at that point when he sees the self as the master.
when we reach nishtha stage in bhakti, then we're performing bhakti in the association of sadhus. All the anarthas gradually become more destroyed. All the paps are destroyed, all the sins. But only the pap amsh is destroyed in nishtha. When we, but the ashubh vasanas, the inauspicious desires, which are the root of sin, those, when we attain ruchi, then all of those become destroyed. But even then, ashubh vasana just being destroyed is not all. Also, the root of all sin, ashubh vasana, which is avidya, when we attain asakti, then all avidya is destroyed. When all avidya is destroyed in asakti, then performing bhajan, we gradually attain avidya is destroyed and sambandha jnana manifests in our heart. And at that time, we have knowledge of our sthayi bhav. We attain, we become fixed in rati or bhav, and we attain shuddha sattva. Then, at this stage, the mind is prasanna.
Enlivened.
Always happy. So
and
then,
tasanga?
Coming. So then, in this stage, we then we attain Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan. Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan, two things. One, we attain knowledge of Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Brahma meaning Brahma situated only in Shantaras, and Bhagavan, Dasya,
Paramatma,
Yogis.
Just Paramatma means we.
Sakha.
Oh, Sakya.
Mm.
And then Bhagavan, Vatsali Ras, Madhuri Ras. So then this Madhuri Ras is composed of many different ingredients, mainly of Thayi Bhav, along with Anubhav, Vyabhichari, Sanchari Bhav, Sanchari Bhavs. All these things make Bhakti Ras. So these are the two, this is the Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan. And, and as a result, we are Mukta Sangha. We are completely free from any relationship with this material world.
So this is Bhav.
Okay.
So,
he said everything, but really Gurudev, this... yesterday we heard how no longer there is any disturbance by the mode of ignorance, the mode of passion, and one becomes situated in Sudha Sattva, in his original nature. By what? By hearing Harikatha, by service to Granta Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. Hearing Harikatha, the mind becomes, the heart becomes so enlivened, spontaneously attracted to Sri Krishna, and that means that by this process we will realize what is Krishna, who is Krishna, as Prabhu is telling, how the Madhurya of Krishna is there in Vrindavan, and we become very eager to develop relationship with Krishna on the spontaneous platform, hearing about Dashyara, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, Sthayi Bhav is there. Then at that time the false ego is completely destroyed and all misgivings, they are gone. The fruit, the chain of fruitive activities is halted and we realize our eternal relationship with Sri Krishna.
Very good.
Evam, therefore, there's a series of shlokas that you've been talking about. Sutta Goswami is telling the sages at Namasharanya, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadrishu, Shinvadam Swakata Krishna, etc. And the heart becomes purified thereafter, evam prasanna manasa, within the mind becomes very prasanna, very joyful, very happy. And Krishna also says in Gita, pratyaksavagamam dharmyam susukam kartamavyam, that this is the perfection of religion because it's joyfully performed and the devotee gets, at one point, gets direct realization of Krishna. So, Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata means to
attain Bhagavad Bhakti on the platform of Suddha Sattva, of liberated position. That devotee, then Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, he realizes all the tattvas and siddhantas, not just in theory, but in actual realization, and he sees Krishna. And that's also called the Vasudeva state, Prabhupada says in the purport. So, Mukta Sangasya Jayate means that then his attachment to this material world is completely eradicated.
One part? Mm.
Everyone spoke so nicely today, Gurudev. Everyone spoke so nicely today.
Then you have to speak nicer.
Then more nice.
Not much left. In this verse, what's important is that Shuddha Sattva is not enough.
Shuddha Sattva is not enough.
To obtain mode of goodness is not enough. When the mind is absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead with... Don't tell like this. When he is absorbed in Sri Krishna's pastimes, like this, then Vigyan will come into his heart, and he'll have direct realization of Lord, Sri Krishna,
the Lord.
And the Lord and his pastimes. So it's said that those who endeavor for those who realize the purpose of life is to advance one's consciousness and endeavors for perfection, maybe out of millions of men, one attains that perfection, and those who are perfected in that state, only one may know the Supreme Lord in truth. So this is what's important in this verse, is that without devotional service, there can be no realization of the personality of not the person of
the Lord.
Krishna.
The Lord.
I'm kind of speechless because everyone already spoke. So the purpose of this shloka is that evam prasanna manaso, that through the process of serving Bhagavat, book Bhagavat, person Bhagavat, and also by hearing Harikatha, gradually the heart becomes purified from the mode of Tamagund, Rajagund, and he comes to the stage of Sattvagun. And in this stage, the mind is prasanna, is no more affected by the modes of Tama and Rajagun, and he becomes situated in the mode of pure goodness by continuing the process of Bhakti Yoga. And then like Swami Maharaj is explaining in the purport, that just coming to the level of Sattvagun is not good enough. One should continue practicing the practice of devotional service, and then by that tattva vigyan, the tattva about who's Krishna, who's Bhagavan, who's Paramatma, who is
the Lord.
The Supreme Lord, and vigyan means by practice he realizes it, then all the ignorance and the knot of ahankar is destroyed, all misgivings, all doubts about who he is, who is Krishna, that will become cleared, and then the chain of karma will be stopped, and thus he understands that he is the eternal servant of Krishna, who is the Supreme Ishvara.
Very good.
In this slok, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. There are four parts in this slok. Evam prasanna manaso, by this way, which has explained as before, that nastra prayasa abhedra sevam and cheto eto yanabridham, when nishtha will come, after that we have to do bhajan with ruchi. When we start our bhajan with ruchi, with sambandha again, gradually, that pap, to a propensity to sin, it will destroy. Even the root of this sinful activity and past activities, avidya, will also gradually will destroy it. Then after the asakti will come. When we will bhajan with asakti, then our sarupgyan will be manifest gradually, gradually. And after that will asakti. After asakti, after that bhav, after this point is called Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata. First one, ebang manas, prasanna manaso, then second one, bhakti, yog, Bhagavad Tattva Yogata. Now third part is Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam. When in Bhavdasa will come, then Sarup Siddhi will be there. In Sarup Siddhi, somebody give up this body in this world, by the grace of Krishna, gradually enter in Vastu Siddhi. And then in this Bhakti Tattva Vijnan is two ways. It's told by Bhaktisila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. One is Brahma Pratiti, Paramatma Pratiti, and Bhagavat Pratiti. Who has Brahma Pratiti are qualified only for Santaras. And Paramatma Pratiti only for Sakharas. And Bhagavat Pratiti, they have qualified for Dasa, Sakha, Vatsala, Madhura all. Moreover, in main is they hear in Bhakti Tattva Vijnan is Sthayi Bhav. On the top of Sthayi Bhav, Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattik, Vyabhichari. Vibhav also divided into two. Alam, Vishaya and Ashray is divided into Alamman and Uddipan. When it mixed together called Bhakti Ras, this is the proper Bhagavat Tattva Gyan. And when it Bhagavat Tattva Gyan will be someone received?
Tattva Vijnan.
Bhagavat Tattva Vijnan. Sorry.
This is a proper Bhagavat Tattva Vijnan. When someone receives this, then Mukta Sangasa Jayate, he will be free from all material attachment.
Very good.
And then, number five, Vidyate.
Next, I tell one only. I know the slope, know the meaning.
Next
but
day. Bhakti yogena manasar samyak
pranihite amale apasat purusam purnam mayan chajat apasrayam
tarpare jajapak asyam anarthok
anarthok
o samang saksat bhakti yoga adaksaje
na ek purbe ar ek kislo
pare hobe kal ekta ekta hoke ek din ek din.
Today,
yeah. Very busy day.
June, not so hard.
Want to see or?
Yep. Oh, only two slok.
Okay.
No, one slok?
Two, only.
Busy day today. Today is very busy.
How are you? Oh, have you invited him?
Yes.
They should be here.
Yes, he should be here.
And give his
Asirbad.
Asirbad. Subhar Asirbad.
Oh, he's very thankful.
They should tell all to give you Asirbad.
We brought you a little something, Gurudev.
Huh?
We brought a little money for you.
Donation.
Donation.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
And,
your business should be okay.
Yes, it should be okay.
Very good. And this is?
Computer.
Computer.
Seva.
I want you to give it to Madam Maharaj. But he's so shy he won't take it. So. With your blessings, you're there.
Can you hold it?
That's for Madam Maharaj.
This was necessary.
Yes.
Because he was too old.
He writes, he needs to write all the books through the compiling, it will be so much easier now, very easy. And Madhu Ratak's computer, no,
yeah.
Now it's kind of old. So. The rest is boga.
This is for us.
Soup.
What's it?
Making soup.
Amino acids for soup.
Soap.
It is good.
Soap.
No, like
it makes soup.
Namak,
like namak, but more healthy.
Healthy,
more healthy.
Yeah. Instead of
namak,
salt we can use.
Yes, it's more healthy.
I'll put it back.
Prabhu.
And then we brought juice, cranberry juice.
What?
Juice.
Prabhu.
Yeah.
What juice?
Organic or
juice?
Yes. I tried organic, I think we found it.
Organic is so
bitter.
Oh no, that's just juice.
Yeah,
this is mixed with
If you get organic nectar, then it's a lot easier to drink.
No sugar.
Yeah, almost no sugar.
No sugar.
Then okay.
Yes, Sami.
Oh.
You have brought lots
tofu.
Of
tofu.
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 Bread making for bread.
You're making bread. I can't